In late July and early August, not the busiest time for theater in the area, but as Becca just mentioned, Rogers Little Theater is opening The King and I this weekend, Fort Smith Little Theater in the middle of their adaptation of Emma.
And Rogers Little Theater, one note, they are in need of two spotlight techs and one lighting board tech for the entire run of The King and I. So if you're available, you can contact them at rogerslittletheater.com and help them out.
Nothing like just a few days before production looking for help.
Absolutely. Both of those companies that we just mentioned are already beginning the process of staging their next productions. Auditions for Fort Smith Little Theater's presentation of 12 Angry Men are Monday and Tuesday next week, and that's July 29th and 30th. Auditions begin at 7 both evenings at the theater, which is located at 401 North 6th Street in Fort Smith. The play will run September 5th through the 14th, and the cast includes 14 men between the ages of 20 and 8.
80.
80, I'm sorry. I was distracted for a second. If it's called 12 Angry Men, how are there 14 men?
Well, there are 12 men. Then there is the bailiff who comes in for notes.
I don't know this play, so.
Okay. 14 characters.
Well, there you go.
Rogers Little Theater will also have auditions on July 29th and 30th for their staging of The Wizard of Oz. The auditions begin at 7 each night at the theater in downtown Rogers. The auditions will be based upon singing, dancing, and acting. And if you want more information about the auditions, you can go to rogerslittletheater.org. The performances, September 13th through the 29th.
A couple of other area troupes have completed auditions and have recently announced casts for upcoming shows. New Threshold Theater will present 13, the musical. It's about a young man's anxiety as he faces his 13th birthday sometime this fall. Cast members include E.J. Cronister as Evan, Lucy Rossi as Patrice.
Landon Calhoun as Archie.
Yes, Jacob Benson as Brett. Maylee Loft is Kendra. Reed C. Carson will direct the play, and you can see the entire cast list and learn more about New Threshold Theater at newthresholdtheater.com.
And Arts Live Theater also has the cast ready for their next play, The Neverending Story. Sean Barrett, Olivia Carter, Hayden McClure, Olivia Moore, Brendan Wolfe, and Yonda Vestwig are included in the show that will be directed by Jason Sewell.
And a man certainly familiar with acting, William Shatner, will be in Fayetteville this January. Yesterday, the Walton Arts Center formally announced the veteran of Star Trek, T.J. Hooker, and Emergency 911 will bring his one-man show called Shatner's World, We Just Live in It, to Northwest Arkansas on Saturday, January 11th at 8 p.m. Tickets to Shatner's World and tickets to the full 2013-2014 season go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Tickets for this particular show will range from $50 to $125.
And if you prefer your entertainment in the soil, gardening in the 1880s and today will be the topic of Clayton Conversation Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Clayton House with fifth generation Fort Smithian John Bruce as the featured speaker. He's the owner of Squash Blossom Health Foods in Dora, Oklahoma. He'll discuss the methods and benefits of organic gardening that would have been used and enjoyed by the family of William H.H. Clayton, U.S. Attorney of Judge Isaac C. Parker's Court. The Claytons lived in the Clayton House, obviously, at 514 North 6th Street.